Unit 6. Decoding the Rosetta Stone.
The ancient Egyptian system of writing was among the world's earliest forms of written communication. It originally developed as a collection of pictographs, or hieroglyphs, which are symbols that were drawn to represent specific objects or ideas. However, over the centuries, these symbols evolved to stand for spoken sounds, like the letters of the English alphabet. Hieroglyphs were sometimes written on papyrus scrolls, an early manifestation of paper made from dried reeds, but they appeared most often etched into the stone walls of temple buildings. The writing system was therefore given the name hieroglyphics, which means sacred writing. Unfortunately, sometime around 400 AD, the use of hieroglyphics ceased, and with it vanished all knowledge of how to read the script. Even during times when hieroglyphic writing was most prominent, at the height of the ancient Egyptian civilization, very few people could interpret the characters. Reading and writing were skills reserved for scribes and government officials in charge of taxation and other administrative tasks. Therefore, it did not take long for proficiency in hieroglyphics to fade once the system was no longer employed by the Egyptian government, and the secrets of the hieroglyphs remained a mystery until the 1799 discovery of an artifact called the Rosetta Stone. French soldiers in Napoleon's army, which had launched an invasion of Egypt, found the stone while digging the foundations of a fort near El Rashid, also known as Rosetta. The object was a large slab of rock, 45 inches long by 28 inches wide, and it featured three inscriptions in three different languages: hieroglyphics, Demotic, and Greek. Demotic was the script used by Egyptian commoners at the time of the stone's construction, around 196 BC, and Greek was the language of government. The inscriptions told of a royal decree passed down by a council of priests, but more importantly, each inscription said the same thing. Thus, scholars assumed they would be able to pair the hieroglyphs to the well-known Greek characters and uncover the meanings and syntax of the ancient writing system. Many accomplished linguists attempted to decipher the Rosetta Stone, but it was not until 1822 that one succeeded. His name was Jean-François Champollion, a French classical scholar, and though he benefited greatly from the contributions of others, he claimed total credit for decoding the hieroglyphic system. His breakthrough came with the realization that the hieroglyphs were not merely pictorial, but possessed phonetic values, much like a modern alphabet. The impact of Champollion's achievement is difficult to measure, but it is safe to say that nearly all we now know about ancient Egypt's history, myths, society, and beliefs was made possible by the decoding of the Rosetta Stone. Once the code was cracked, scholars went out to the region's plentiful archaeological sites and began translating as much sacred writing as they could. Indeed, this was the birth of a new field of study called Egyptology, which has since given us a vastly greater understanding of human history and the lives of our ancestors.